Well, the commuters are suffering today as a dispute between Irish Rail and its train drivers heats up. But the odd thing is, there's even a dispute about whether or not it is a dispute. Barry Kenny, is there a dispute or is there not a dispute?
The situation is the drivers are breaching our agreements whereby drivers, or indeed staff, are provided to provide full services while a talks process is ongoing. We've been in talks, lengthy talks, with our drivers in relation to their working hours and efficiencies and flexibilities. And in a number of different ways, drivers have withdrawn cooperation from certain services. For example, the ongoing problems with the 6:30 from Portlaoise to Houston and 17:35 Houston to Carlow on a daily basis. And also with covering absences with it within their rostered hours, and also withdrawn cooperation from overtime as well.
Why?
Simply to put pressure on the talks process. And the drivers have expressed their view that the talks were going very slow. Talks, I suppose, of this nature tend to be detailed and complex. But we've now had an initiative. We referred the breach of agreement to the Labour Relations Commission. And the Labour Relations Commission put forward an accelerated proposal in terms of talks to have them finished by the 30th of April, which is just 5 weeks away.
But that sounds an awful lot like an industrial action. And the drivers are saying, we're not taking an industrial action.
Well, quite clearly, in terms of quite a number of these cancellations, it is. And it should also be pointed out that the situation where overtime is required has been built up by drivers over the years aided and vetted by their trade unions by clawing back on efficiency they've already been paid for, which has required overtime. And I can tell you, if we had withdrawn overtime ourselves at any time over recent years, we would have had a national strike on our hands. And the trade unions themselves wrote to the drivers last week saying the LRC have put forward this accelerated talks timetable. Now please restore full flexibilities so as these talks can happen. And they have.
Sorry, get that straight. Is what you're saying then that you're saying the drivers were paid to do things that would make Irish Rail more efficient? They then did that, benefited financially from doing it, and now they've said we're going to stop doing that.
It's been a gradual process in terms of clawing back on that. You now have a situation where drivers within their rosters drive as little as 20 hours per week within their rosters, and then work overtime on top of that. Whereas obviously, if the full flexibilities that have already been paid for were being worked, there'd be no requirement for any overtime whatsoever.
I'm joined as well by Mark Leeson, who's from the Rail Users Ireland group. Mark, I saw you shaking your head during that.
We're quite disappointed that no resolution has been found to this. These issues have been ongoing now since, I think, we can go back to the Phil Flynn brokered agreement of May 2006. In fact, we can go the whole way back to the ILDA strike of 2001. We haven't got an agreement on the resolution. Passengers are getting increasingly frustrated. They're increasingly angry at services that are continuing to be cancelled. They are increasingly cancelled on an ad hoc basis. We don't know what train, at least if you knew what train would be cancelled, you could plan around it. As the situation is today, we have numerous cancellations out of Colney Station, particularly in the rush hour. People travelling to Maynooth and Drogheda are particularly badly affected. Possibly 3,000-4,000 tonight are going to be affected. And it's just not good enough. We should have a resolution. It's 7 weeks since the situation broke out on February 11th. And we're no closer to any resolution at this stage than we were previously.
Barry, what exactly is it that's holding resolution up?
Well, it is that the drivers would work with the process. I mean, and Mark is right in terms of...
But you said they were in the LRC. Yeah, they are working with the process.
Well, I mean, we've referred the matter to the LRC because we've been in talks directly. And what we've tried to do is try to resolve this without taking any action which would cause more widespread disruption, because that's very easy to happen in an industrial relations situation. So we talked internally through our own machinery.
To alleviate or achieve what? What was the core issue?
The core issue is this breach of agreement, this non-working of non-maintenance of full services while we have a talks process ongoing.
Now, the talks process that was ongoing, you said that this was a tactic on behalf of the drivers. Whether or not that is the case, it was a tactic to speed up talks to achieve what?
To resolve issues, a lot of issues. There's issues about the working hours, there's issues about greater flexibility for drivers that the drivers want to see, some that we want to see. And we're trying to get to this process. And Phil Flynn, the independent facilitator, those talks.
So nearly 2 years of talks.
Yeah, well, historically compared to some other IR matters, that's actually probably quite speedy. But that's no comfort to people who are affected day in, day out. Particularly, and I have to say, the total red herring that's been thrown out here at the moment is the two services that are affected day in, day out since February 11th. The 6:30 from Portlaoise to Houston and the 17:35 from Houston to Carlow, that those services have nothing to do with overtime. They are in the core rosters. They were introduced in December, very popular with commuters on both routes, and have been withdrawn arbitrarily. And we actually, in fairness, are in talks right as we speak with the trade unions to see if we can resolve that specifically and isolate that from the wider issues.
Well, we've heard a lot on the radio all during the course of the day about coaches being supplied and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Presumably, Mark Gleeson, you are content with the way Irish Rail has responded to the problem now that it's in the problem, or are you not?
Oh, I'm very disappointed in how Irish Rail have dealt with the problem. I mean, the getting the information out there to the people is the key issue. If the train is cancelled, people need to know as soon as possible and alternative arrangements be put in place. In the case of Sligo, there were alternative bus services put in place, but you really don't want to spend 3.5 hours on a bus going to Sligo when you could get the brand new shiny train up to Sligo. Passengers aren't afforded a discount or a refund in that case. In particular, there's also issues in Cork where there are a number of cancellations and changes to the schedule in Cork which aren't published on the Irish Rail website, so passengers don't know, for instance, that there are trains between Cork and Cove cancelled each evening. They're shown on the Irish Rail website as running, they're shown on the published timetable as running, but when you show up in Cork, you actually will find a notice on the wall saying there are bus substitutions in place.
Barry? Well, it is something that we advise customers locally, and I take Mark's point in relation to that. I mean, but we have provided a bus substitution service.
Is there any discount for a bus substitution? Because if you do go looking for, as Mark describes it, the nice new shiny train, mm-hmm. you don't want to spend 3 hours on it.
Well, we have discounts in a situation where a customer is delayed by an hour or more, be that through a delay for a cancellation or be it through a bus transfer that provides. Obviously, there's an additional cost to us, and I know that's of no particular interest to our customers. But you know, we provide not.
But that's only if there's a delay. If there's a different form of transport, that's it. Tough luck. You pay the same price.
As I say, if the delay results of an hour or more for the bus transfer, we will provide the refund vouchers in that situation.
As in, if the bus journey takes an additional hour.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
But if it takes the same journey time overall.
Yeah, as I said, unfortunately, we do have a cost that's incurred there, and obviously, you know, we have to ensure that we have the funds to continually reinvest in our service.
Barry, give us the list of the major services, if you can. That
just
are
remaining
going to be,
for this evening, yes, in terms of just where the 1705 from Maynooth to Connolly, 1808 from Connolly to Maynooth, which will be a very busy service, and 1858 from Maynooth to Connolly. Then, in terms on the Northern Line, the 1707 Connolly to Balbriggan, the key service again, the 1748 Drogheda to Connolly, 1807 Balbriggan to Connolly, and 1815. Pierce to Drogheda are cancelled. I would the two Sligos are, I suppose, en route, as it were, the 1600 Connolly to Sligo and the 1700 Sligo to Connolly. I would, I suppose, give some better news in terms of tomorrow, in that all Connolly services are expected to operate normally. On the Houston side, we'll have those two services cancelled, as have been since February 11th.
And I'm assuming updates on the website.
Absolutely.
Barry Kenny from Éireann Ro Éireann and Mark Gleeson from Rail Users Ireland, thank you both very much. Here's Derek Ryan, appropriately enough, with the traffic update.